Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mardenoid.
The award-winning Shag Mardenoid.
Yes, sorry.
National Comedy Award winning! Shag Mardenoid is what Rosie was trying to say. Hey!
Yes.
Well done. And thank you all for voting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We forgot to thank you on the day because we were too excited.
We didn't think we were going to win.
No.
But everyone else planned their speeches. And if we get nominated for anything else, I'm planning a speech because we look like bumbling buffoons.
We'll lose.
I know
Don't
you
plan
said
your
that.
Speech.
Okay.
Don't
yeah,
plan
but
your
we
speech.
Need. What? Chris, I told you I loved you on stage. It was extremely embarrassing.
Oh, husband. A wife telling her husband that you love. Not, oh, a boo.
You didn't say. Did you notice, though? Boo. Did all of you notice he didn't say it back, did you?
Nah, not in front of everyone.
Did, left his pure
not
hanging.
Not in front of everyone.
In front of everyone. Nah. So embarrassing. But anyway, thank you for voting. And thank you. We're absolutely chuffed to bits with
cock-a-hoop. Mm-hmm. We've got tree surgeons here today cutting some trees down, trimming some trees out. Mm-hmm. They said well done on it. I took it outside and showed them.
Yeah, he went and showed them all. Well, I'm impressed. It's heavy.
It is heavy. Not as heavy as a tree.
Because you said it might be made out of brass. Is that not quite expensive to make something out of brass?
I don't think so. All the door handles in me old house were brass.
Were they? Which house?
My old house. The house I grew up in, my mum and dad's house. All
they had brass door handles.
I think so. Or fake brass.
It was a new house. It was a new build.
No, they were like, you know, when it looks gold, but it's not gold. You go, that's shiny. It looks gold. You go, it's definitely not gold. Brass is the next one down, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't see. This is what I'm saying. I thought brass was quite expensive. Maybe
no,
it's not.
To answer your question in a quicker way, no, we can't melt it down for money.
Right, okay.
It's not going to be worth anything, right? It's not going to be worth a single thing. Mm. But yeah, so thank you everyone again for voting. Big love. Big love to Acast for being our home. And big love to the people of Bedford because I had to go and they did 300 shots.
300 apple sours.
300 apple sours.
Nice.
So there we go. It was a good little night.
You were so upset about leaving, weren't you?
I was devastated. The high of being in there with all of the people. We saw Jamie Dimitru from Stathlet's Flats. We saw loads of other people, but we're particularly excited because we love Stathlet's Flats. We were so fucking excited to see Jamie. He was like, I was like, mate, oh yeah, I'm Chris. He was like, I know who you are. He was like, Chris, I know exactly who you are. And I was like, oh, this is my wife. He was like, I know.
We love Stathlet's Flats.
I was like, we've come to say hello before we get really pissed because we make fools out of ourselves. Oh, he was so lovely. But yeah, I was seeing everyone, you know, industry, all the people I've ever worked with back in the room, so excited. A few drinks, I had like 3 beers, and I was like, oh, then they were like, the podcast awards first, and we're like, ah, because on the night it was first, but they changed on the recordings, just the lies of telly. And then, yay, and then we won it, and I was like, yeah. And then like, Harry Hill was like, well done, and Matt Lucas was like, well done, and Joel Dommett took a photo, and he's like, well done. And then I jumped in a car, and I was like, Bedford, please. And I sat there for an hour and 40 in me suit, on me own in the car,
with
the fucking award.
I partied enough for you.
And I
had a bloody lovely time.
You are, honestly.
Mrs. Steeman.
I was on the way back from your gig and I phoned you and I was like, oh, I hope I haven't woke her up. I'm sitting next to Carl in the van. I'm like, oh, I hope I haven't woke her up here. She might be, hello. You and Mickey Flanagan weren't allowed into the after party.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun. Watching me management, and Daisy, who edits the podcast and that, all just swanned in.
Yeah.
And then they were like, your name's not on the list. I was like, I won one of them. Mickey Flanagan. What's going on here?
You and Mickey Flanagan. Wasn't on either. Not allowed in.
Scumbags. I did feel a bit better that he wasn't on as well.
That is pretty cool.
Because I was like, if I had been on, I'd be like, oh, great, come on then. But he wasn't on either, so I was like,
But Rosie had with her the envelope that Aisling B had opened and said who would win. So you literally showed them that, didn't you? You're like, there's my name's not on, but look at this envelope, I won.
So embarrassing.
Oh, well, very good. And we're dead happy. And thank you again.
It was mint. It was absolutely mint. My toe's still numb, though, off my shoes.
Yes.
That's annoying.
You wore some shoes.
I bought some posh shoes. The posh shoes with the red soles on the bottom, because I've never had a pair in my life. And I thought, you know what? I'm nominated for a bloody comedy award. I'm going to wear them. Wore them and they're knackered. And I'm gutted and I'm never buying again.
She looks like... Does anyone, any skaters out there, any rollerbladers, can you remember when they brought out soap shoes and you could grind on curbs with these shoes because they had a plastic bit in the middle?
She looks like
she's been grinding on curbs and handrails.
I'm just so sad about it because... Yeah. I thought, I'll buy these shoes and then I'll pass them down.
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, you are like, passing them down. You're passing them to your Kate, who's got no standards.
I am. I'm giving them to Kate. I've said this to Kate and now I'm a bit gutted because somebody I know sent us a website where you can actually get them fixed. So they might, like, I don't know if they paint them back on or spray them or something.
Okay. So if you're listening, Kate... Hardlines.
Listen.
Sucks to be you. Get yourself a Primark. Get yourself a pair of pumps because you're not getting these.
Got some red paint left over.
Great. Great. Yeah. So everyone's a winner, really, apart from Kate.
It is, but it's just stuff owns you. Sorry, Kate. Love you so much, but they're getting fixed. Doesn't stuff own you, though? Like,
Tyler Durden. As Tyler Durden says in Fight Club, the stuff you own ends up owning you.
Yeah, I'm never doing it again.
Yeah,
not doing it again.
Moral of the story, don't buy nice stuff.
I'm not anymore. Do you know what though? Because I'd rather just have a cheaper pair of shoes and just be like, oh, I can have a good night.
Yeah.
Go
cheaper,
mental.
Cheaper pair of shoes and maybe your name on the list to get into the party.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, you're not coming in. Oh, these shoes are expensive. Hardlines, love. And they're a fucking mess. Where you been?
And you're a clip.
Where you been in them? Paintballing.
Because I don't walk, mare. That's why.
You had to walk, heaven forbid, in the shoes. Cracking them, like. So let's get this straight. The shoes you... The
Chris,
expensive
I didn't
shoes.
Want to wear them. I didn't want to walk in them. I wanted to just turn up, you know,
what
sit
were you
down.
Gonna do? What were you going to do? Fucking levitate all night?
I took some... You know that I took some flatter shoes in my bag.
Who took some flatter shoes in the bag? Who took
you
some flatter shoes in
your bag?
Me.
I wore them down to get in the taxi. Yeah. From the hotel, I wore the flat shoes to get in the taxi and I put the posh shoes on to get out, got a picture taken on the red carpety bit, did the awards, and then I was like, right, where's the after show? Thinking, oh, I might just be upstairs. Oh, no, it's a bloody half a mile flipping walk up the road. And I was like...
So the shoes you bought, the expensive shoes you bought aren't for walking in?
No.
Literally, these boots aren't made for walking.
Absolutely not.
So you bought an expensive pair of shoes that made your toe go numb, that hurt, that aren't really good, that aren't good for walking in, because they break if you walk in them.
Yeah.
And you got from the hotel, you wore your flat shoes and had the nice ones in a bag to travel down the stairs through the hotel lobby to the taxi to then change them to walk in.
Yeah.
And then you got... Why would you possibly do that?
Because they were really expensive.
Fucking idiot.
Now they own me.
That's why you see lasses with scruffy soles of their feet after nights out because they carry the shoes.
Oh, that's just because your feet hurt.
You've all put this... You've said this before to me. You said that women dress for women, they don't dress for men.
Absolutely.
You're only to have a meeting and going, oh, slippers and tracksuit pants? Class.
We should,
and
really.
Just get all the women together. Stop wearing stupid stuff that hurts you. What is the point? Because as a man... It's really irritating to have to live with.
Well, do you not like me in a pair of heels then?
Yeah, I mean, I never really noticed.
Oh, great.
Oh, is that bad, is it?
So did you not notice that I had nice shoes on and I looked nice?
I noticed you looked nice. Right. But you looked nice when you left the hotel in the flat shoes.
No, I didn't. I looked like a little mom in pajamas. I looked like a little pixie in a pair of silk pajamas going to a national comedy. I looked flipping stupid.
Right, okay.
No, I did not. Right, I did not look. I do not look good in flat shoes. I'm 5'1".
Right, okay.
I look stupid.
Right.
Okay. I don't feel dressed. It doesn't finish off the outfit.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that I consider
heels are lovely.
Told.
I love heels, but you know they do hurt you by the end of the night. You just got to put it's a rite of passage. I've walked from South Shields Town Centre to King George Road where I used to live.
About 4 miles, that.
Is it?
4 miles, 3-4 miles.
No, it's not. It's about 2.
Nana.
Well, anyway, I've done that without shoes on.
Without shoes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that just proves my point.
What?
That just proves my point that you've done it without shoes on. If you'd done it with shoes on, you would have proved yourself. You've just proved
what
my point
was
you're
I trying to prove?
I don't know. You just, oh. I've just, you've proved that you're stupid and you just carry the.
Happy National, International Women's Day, everyone.
Oh shit,
I'm
we're recording it.
I'm getting called stupid.
Sorry. We're recording
this. You're sexist pig.
We're recording this on Tuesday the 8th and it is International Women's Day. Hey, men are stupid as well, but not today.
Oh, hey, listen, no, we're not. We're not stupid. I love being a woman, and I love wearing high heels, but they really hurt by the end of the night. Yeah. The
it's almost like
the night look lovely, but stop interrupting us on International Women's Day, will you?
Oh, sorry.
Listen, this podcast is this not recording?
Yeah, it is recording. Oh. One of my headphones has just gone quiet, and I got a fright.
Oh, good. It's somebody up above.
Do you think it's the women?
I don't know. It might be Mother Teresa, literally looking down, going, "Shut him
Mother
up."
Mother Teresa, is she in control of? International Maybe. Women's Day patter.
But today, listen, right. Actually, I'm going to put this out now, mm-hmm. International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Today, I cannot be wrong on the podcast. So that you don't get a beef today.
Right.
Just made this up. Okay?
Right. All right. I tell you what.
Yeah.
Okay. In reaction to yes. saying a terrible thing about the fairer
I
species.
Mean, we all know that you're joking. I'm obviously joking. Still said it.
I'm obviously joking. But look, in reaction mm-hmm. to saying something terrible and forgetting that it was International Women's Day, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to go on Instagram and put a photo of you and saying how brilliant women are. And
I wouldn't expect it.
I don't do it
as
for
much
your birthday.
As I would love it. Secretly.
I don't do it for your birthday. I don't do it for my... Well, you've asked us to do it now, so it's cheap. and plus, if International Women's Day, if you say it after midday, you're the fool.
Is that so? Just like April Fool's.
Yeah.
Just
oh no, similar. I'm getting that mixed up with April Fool's Day. Right? Yeah. No, I think
Stop.
You can do it all day.
Stop. I'm stopping you now because you just
listen.
You will
it
dig
is
yourself
I'll just,
a hole.
Right, I'll just fix it all out. Right. It is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Great.
This week's sponsor is women.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
Are you a man? Bad. Don't be. Women. This week's sponsor is women.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Super cool. On the great. Awesome. Awesome.
Is that it? Is it?
Yeah. Brilliant. Phenomenal they are.
Oh,
love
there's
them.
Me thinking you might say something nice about your mum and me and, you know.
Can I pick one of yours?
Yeah.
So my mum.
no, go on. Say something lovely about your mum.
No, you know, you're on. All... No, I see it. Do you know what it is? I've got a line in my show where I've got a line in my stand-up. Yeah, she's brilliant. I've got it punctual, very punctual.
you're horrible.
I'm joking.
We've got two sons. If my sons can't speak nicely
about
me.
And don't I constantly teach our sons respect for their mother and for women?
You do.
Constantly.
Yeah. But seriously, your sponsor aside,
yeah.
I bloody love being a woman. I'm surrounded by amazing women in my life.
Yeah.
And I just... genuinely all of our listeners, men included because I love you as well, but happy International Women's Day. Love yous all lots. Keep doing what you're doing, mothering, working, mothering, all of it, everything in between. And yeah, power to the people, if that's what you say. Have I got a present
for what?
International Women's Day.
Is it a present thing?
No, it's not. It's really not.
Right, don't cheapen International Women's Day with presents. Listen,
yeah,
we'll have a little break now. Play the jingle. You pop back in the kitchen, reset, because that's your space. And God, I hate myself. I can't take anything seriously. Yeah. It's an illness.
Yeah.
And join me in celebrating my illness on International Tossers Day.
Now that I can take part in.
Which is every day in my house.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Really, really happy to have you back. Thank you so much. We're going to start off the show. If you were listening last week, we chatted about a lady on here who used to be on the television. And we found out that she played Auntie Mabel in Come Outside.
Well, so, yeah, we're doing a bit, weren't we? We're saying if you were lying to the kids at school about having a famous mum,
yes,
who would you pick your mum?
And
you said you would pick her because she's lovely and, yeah.
Yes, but sadly, she passed away this week, Linda Barron. Yeah. And I didn't want the podcast to go past without mentioning it. I know it was a bit of a strange thing to say.
Sad, and obviously love and thoughts to all our family and friends and everyone, you know, and obviously fans from over the years. It was really sad because throughout the week, I was getting tweets saying, oh, this is who Rosie was talking mm-hmm. about. And it was mm-hmm. photos of her. And then the reminders of who, of, oh, by the way, this is who we're talking about, mm-hmm. slowly bled into, oh, by the way, she's died. And yeah. I was like, what? It was so strange.
Yeah.
So strange. So yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Just didn't want you to think that we're being insensitive about that in any way, because that was recorded last week. And yes. we've only just, so yeah, rest in peace.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So I've got a question for you.
A question for yes. me? Okay.
I mean, obviously, I don't always mention everything that I say online, but I saw this on Twitter.
Right.
And I need to get your opinion on it, because I can't stop thinking about it, right?
Okay.
So it's gone viral, so you've probably seen it at some point during this week.
Right. It's gone viral?
It's a question.
It's gone viral?
Yeah.
Should we stay in?
Shut the schools.
Yeah, we've got a lot.
Shut the schools.
It's gone viral.
Not that kind of viral, Chris.
Oh, the good viral.
The good viral.
Old viral.
Old school viral.
Right.
Not cough in your face viral.
This is okay, sorry.
Right, no, this is fine. Don't worry.
Oh,
babe, are you okay?
No, triggered.
Yeah, he's so triggered by the pandemic.
The annoying thing is, I have to pop to the shops again, and I've already been once today, but you only let me go once.
Oh. Jesus fucking Christ, don't even. I was thinking about it the other day in bed. Honestly, yeah. I could have cried. Like, just when your mum and dad just came and stood 6 foot away in the garden. What the shit?
Kakapoo.
Anyway.
Is how I would,
anyway.
Yeah. If I was a historian, I would call that part of time kakapoo.
Kakapoo. Kakapoo, kakapoo. Shaka Khan. Right. Here's a question for you.
Yes.
Right. What do you think there's more of in the world?
Oh, Jesus, I hate stuff like this. How are you then?
Doors or wheels? Do you know what I think?
So what kind of doors are we talking about here?
Well, there is nothing else. That
what
was it.
Kind of?
Doors or wheels?
Okay, I'll tell you right now.
Well, we'll see it after three.
Right.
One.
Do you know the right answer?
Is there a right answer?
Sorry. Sorry, there isn't. You don't have an answer to this. You don't know the actual answer of what is more, doors or wheels. You've
no.
asked me, what the fuck's the point in there?
How could somebody count all of the doors and all of the wheels in the world?
Well, okay, I'll give you a different one. I'll give you a perfect example. Let's shelve that for a second. Who is the biggest tyre manufacturer on the planet? Who manufactures the most tyres on the planet?
A country.
A company.
The Michelin man?
Lego.
Right.
Because they make tyres for the tiny little wheels.
All right.
There is a question, there is a fact, there is an answer.
Yeah, but...
quite easy to count, because they're a thing. Are you putting to me, what is the most of, doors or wheels? I've just got a guess, and there is no answer.
Yeah.
Like a fucking LBC debate.
I said doors.
Right.
Because there's loads of doors, and then there's cupboard doors.
Wheels.
Nah, I disagree.
You think?
I say doors. Car doors.
Car doors, actually, yeah.
Because everyone was like, what about wheels on cars? I was like, well, there's more doors than there is wheels.
Well, average are probably four doors on a car. Some have got five, some have got seven, some have got... Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with doors. What are you saying about Lego anyway? What was that?
Oh, you didn't hear that. You didn't listen to that. Fuck me.
No, they make loads of little wheels. And is there
tires.
More wheels?
Lego are the biggest tyre manufacturer on the planet.
Right, well, that's got... Yeah, but that... Oh, so you just wanted to swing a little fact in there. That's got nothing to do with
two
this.
Two things. I wanted to swing a little fact and I wanted to mention Lego. No, it was basically because...
And they have doors as well. More wheels than doors.
You're falling short. My point is, I was asking you a little tidbit, little question, and there was an answer. You've just asked me, what do I think's more, doors or wheels?
I'm just asking your opinion.
Well, I thought there'd be a fucking answer is my point.
There is no answer. There isn't an
answer. Well, this is horrible. I'm in hell. You know I hate stuff like
this.
Well,
no, but it's like a would you rather. What do you think
is
more
not,
of?
It's not a would you rather.
Oh, jeez, I didn't think it would turn into
that is not a would you rather.
Existential crisis for
existential.
You.
Existential.
Is that what it...
That is not a would you rather. That is just... So people, what, that went viral. People are just asking people that and then just discussing it.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. People want to get in the bin. What? Hey, what's there more of? Bins or people? Find out. Put them all in bins. God,
fucking damn it. Do you think it's an interesting talking point?
I just find, well, there's no right answer.
So you're not going to sleep the night because you don't know if there's more doors or wheels in the world.
Honestly, I'm going to have difficulty. I might have to have a warm milk.
Do you know why I read that and went doors and shut my phone and I cracked on with my day?
No. That sums you right up.
What's
fucking
wrong with you?
Flitting through your day like someone in the countryside on a bicycle with a fucking basket on the front. Mm. Wheels out, legs out, going down a hill. Just flitting
doors.
Along. Doesn't it? Doors. Next conundrum, please. Life. La-di-da. Just pirouettes off into the fucking daisies.
I think that's quite good.
Oh, God. Right, okay, so maybe doors, if you're counting cupboard doors.
I'm going to say doors.
Because we've got probably doors. About 20 cupboards in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and then you've got all the different doors in your house, but then you've got a car each outside, so there's only 8 wheels in this.
I mean, don't get me, there is wheels on a lot of things.
But then are we counting Lego wheels, or we're counting wheels on one of, there's a chair all downstairs.
All of the wheels, yeah, every single wheel.
Right, okay, what about in this thing here, in this mic stand, it's like an arm mic stand, and you can pull it down, so in the little joints, there are little metal wheels.
Yeah, Chris, it is.
It's the most pointless thing that I've ever been asked in my life, and the fact that there is no answer makes us want to fucking burn the house down. I am apoplectic with rage.
Apoplectic?
Yeah, I learned
what?
It.
What does that even mean? Just overcome? Really annoyed. I'm going doors, and I'll not.
Oh my God, I don't care.
And I'll never think of that again. Let's throw windows into the mix.
Right, babadoo fucking babadoo ba. Don't you dare. Babadoo
babadoo babadoo ba. Count the little things.
Right, I started recording as we were talking there, just because, guys, just as I was trying to export the file there, she keeps talking about it. And she's just looked out the window and looked at the motorhome and started counting the doors and then the wheels.
Well, because there's only 4 wheels on the bottom. Oh, and then inside there's about 12 doors.
All the cupboard doors.
Yeah.
Would the glove compartment, would the door and a glove compartment count?
I reckon so.
honestly, I feel like we're going to die. This is...
Well, do you want to hear something else upsetting?
Hold on. Let's just, as a podcast, as an audio medium, just ask me that question again. Just ask me that little question again. Imagine this as a question.
Which one?
The one you just asked.
The doors
us.
Or wheels?
No, you literally just said, do you want to hear something else upsetting? No, move on. Like, fucking hell.
Well, upsetting to me personally, probably not anyone else listening.
So, just say, as a side note, by the way, apoplectic means overcome with anger. So, the fact that I said apoplectic with rage, I basically said I'm angry with anger. So
where
stupid.
Did you hear that?
Carl said it the other day, apoplectic.
Oh, of course he did. Ex-teacher.
Yeah.
So, it's happened again, 3 years running.
Right.
I've put off buying garden furniture because I think it's ridiculously overpriced.
Right.
And you only sit on it about 4 times a year, then it sits outside and it upsets us, right? Because I think they're bloody... To get a good garden set, right? Like the chairs and that, you're talking £1,000.
Jesus Christ.
It is. Some of them are more. It's ridiculous, right?
I always get jealous when I see people's garden. I see a photo of the garden. They've got like mint gear.
I know. So do I, right?
And I'm like, look at you. Look at how you've probably got a fucking cover for that.
Yeah.
Or you've got like one of them little plastic shed things and you take the cushions out.
And you put the cushions in and put them in. Well, no, I've done it 2 years running, right? And I've never ordered them in time. And then you go to order them and like, oh, coming in July. And I'm like, the summer's over. The summer's over in July. And in the Northeast, summer
we get our summer early now.
In July, right? Yeah. So I've had my eye on this set and I went to order it yesterday. Not come to the end of July and I'm back at square one now, right? It's took us 3 years to actually pluck up the courage to buy it, and it's gone again. Proper first world problems, but it just pisses me off.
Anyway,
if you come around our house, there'll be nothing to sit on.
So did you order them or did you cancel the order? Did you just not
I haven't ordered
it?
Them
right but Why? You looked as if you're going to and it said then.
Yeah,
okay. How many do you know how many actual orders there are versus orders that don't go through in the world on
no
the internet?
What no? do you mean?
What do you reckon it is?
Do you know what, Chris? I reckon it's about 900,000. Am I right or wrong? Oh, you don't know the answer?
No.
Oh, let's crack on then.
Pointless one. Wasn't that, Rosie? Wasn't that what I just said? Utter waste.
It really doesn't
time.
Bother me. You're speaking to somebody who can listen to a podcast that never actually finishes. I know that.
Tell us about it.
You.
I know how this feels.
Yeah.
Oh God!
I'm not that arsed.
I can't. I'm like that, so I can't listen to like any debate on the radio, LBC and all that. I remember the first time I listened to LBC, they finished one argued the colour of shite, and then the other one argued the colour of shite, and then they went right, okay, great, good input there. Right, next we're going to argue about this, and I'm like, what? What's the answer? Who was right? No one. Carry on.
Never.
And this is on all day, every day.
Welcome
Fuck
to
that.
Is it? Is this the 21st century?
Oh Jesus!
It is. People argue the colour of shite, and then. Get people who are also argue their colour of shite the same colour shite as theirs.
Yep. Everyone's just arguing the colour of shite constantly.
Yeah, then everyone believes them without actually asking the other people who argue the colour of shite, and then whoever's higher in power just go with them, and then the whole world goes to shit, and, you know, people are still sticking stuff up the nose.
When is that book on politics that you're writing coming out? Because, you know, we've got a little taste of it there, that in-depth book of politics and how the world is run there. That's coming on the shelves soon. It's called Rosie's Waterfall of Shite.
Can't wait.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. I actually do have a beef this week, but as it's International Women's Day,
right, I'll go first. Okay. My beef with you is that you ruin all occasions. And I've said this before.
That is big.
You'll not know this, but Chris didn't want to go to the Comedy Awards.
Never do.
Couldn't be arsed.
Never want to go to anything.
Didn't want to go. Had moaned about it for a fortnight before, and to the point where I said, "Well, don't come. I'll go without you." Because I was going. Because I was like, "It's half my podcast. I'm going." Didn't want to come. Guess what happened when he had to leave for his gig? He was absolutely devastated, gutted, upset. Even you could say in the car, didn't want to leave. You didn't want to go in the fucking first place, you dickhead. And you know what? You ruined the whole experience for me, actually. Okay. So go fuck yourself. Wow. I'm not going to the next one with you. And I was glad when you left. Even though I said I loved you on stage, but that was just me nerves.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so there's a couple of lessons we can learn here, I think. I am a trooper, a brave little boy, and someone who will do something for you and your benefit, even though I didn't want to do it. So I went because you wanted to go, so I went through with it because you wanted to go. Right? That's me putting you first. That's me being selfless, right? Then, because I'm a little trooper and I'm a brave little boy, I got there. Hey, chipper guy, good lad, I made the most of it. Do you know what I did? I put on a brave face. And I enjoyed it for you, my love. No. Right? And then when I had to go, I'd put on such a brave face that I was enjoying it. And did it ruin the whole thing for you? Maybe, but you need to learn how to get over some stuff and put stuff behind you.
You're an arsehole.
Live in the moment.
No, I'm sorry.
You need to learn how to live in the moment.
He does it with everything. Holidays. Oh my God. Holidays. This is going to be a nightmare. This flight's going to be awful. Oh my God, I'm dreading. Oh, I can't be bothered. I'm dreading this. Sat there whilst I've gone through all of the booking, I've gone through all of the stress. I've had to listen to him rattle on about how shit it's going to be. We sit there on the first night. He has a beer in his hand. He cheers and he goes, "This is brilliant." And I want to punch you in the face. You're turning in to, you know, stereotypical dads.
Yeah.
Like, who mourn. Yeah. All constantly. Mm-hmm. That's you. And it's exhausting.
Wow.
You ruined that whole thing. And then all you did was you were so sad that you had to leave.
Yes.
And when you got the award, I didn't see you very much at the awards because you were schmoozing with everyone.
All my colleagues were there a few years ago.
Then why couldn't you have been a bit more positive about going?
Because I didn't want to go.
Why?
Because I didn't fancy it. But then I liked it when I got there.
Oh my God. Chris, it's such a bad trait.
Right, okay.
Don't get me wrong, I can understand a little bit of, I can't. But months before, you will batter me down.
Don't allow yourself to be battered down. If I don't want to do something, don't let it affect you.
What? How am I meant to do that when I live in the same house as you? And all you do is whinge about stuff?
Rosie, you ignore me on everything I say. I told you a thing about Lego tires and you weren't even listening. Why do you choose to listen to that stuff and let it affect you, but not the other stuff?
Because it does. Anyway, what do you be for me?
I think I won there.
You've not won. Fuck all, mate. Actually,
answers on a postcard. I think I won that one.
Absolutely.
Listen.
Let me know. I want to know if other people do this. Women, men or women. I think it is a genuine thing.
Yeah.
It's an illness.
It might be. In which case, you're mocking someone for an illness. So, well done. We're looking forward to getting you cancelled. Welcome to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Chris Ramsey. The other one's not allowed to talk because she was mocking people who were ill.
I secretly think it's a deep down, probably a sort of coping thing because we didn't think we were going to win.
That's exactly what it was. That's why I didn't want to go. Because I was like, I don't think we're going to win, so I didn't want to go. I was like, it's pointless.
Is that actually about it?
It's the same reason I didn't prepare a speech. It's the same reason I didn't think of it. Because I was like, we're just going to lose.
Is it like a superstitious thing?
It's like a defense thing. It's like I block it out because I didn't want to go because I was like, we're not going to win. Fucking hell, man. You see who we're up against? Like other massive podcasts. You forget. This still doesn't feel like it's big. It's just me and you chatting in the fucking house.
Yeah.
We hit 100 million downloads today, by the way, guys. Thank you all very much.
On International Women's Day.
We hit 100 million. Really, really stretching this woman's thing now. Oh my God.
Oh, sorry.
But it doesn't
feel
real.
Sorry, how many arenas you sold out before you did this with me, yeah?
Yeah, but you did it with me. How many did you sell out before you did it with me?
You were barely there.
Yeah. I played arena. I'll tell you how many. All right, I'll tell you. Two arenas I sold out before I started doing stuff for you. How many did you sell out before you started doing stuff with me?
Oh, all of them.
Fucking shut
all
up.
All of them.
But yes.
One last thing I've got to say.
It doesn't feel big.
I can understand that you might have been a bit anxious about the Comedy Awards and stuff like that. Anxious, yeah. What's the holiday situation then? What's all that about? What's the other things? What's the parties that we always go? That's the worst one.
No.
Parties or nights out. Oh, can't be. Oh, fuck's sake. Can't be. Don't want to go. Can't be bothered. Literally, Chris, we've got to go at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, but we're having such a good time. You didn't want to come. You didn't want to come. And you've...
Right.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Yeah. I'm fizzing, mate.
It's disgusting. Don't talk about fizzing.
Right, you're going to have to carry on because I'm seething.
All right, okay then. Okay, look. My beef with you this week, apart from the fact that you're really going over the top about stuff. My beef with you this week is this morning... you got up, got all your gym gear on, and you went to do the school run, and then you said, I'll be back in a couple of hours, I'm going to the gym with my friend.
Yes.
You're going to go to the gym with your friend, uh-huh. Gemma, weren't you?
Yeah.
And about 3 hours you were gone, 3 hours. In that time, I had the fucking, someone came for the blinds, the tree guys came outside, a gardener came, various phone calls, sorting out loads of stuff, loads of things. I didn't even get a chance to go on the bloody treadmill in the house. So I phoned. I thought, I don't want to bother her too much. You may just put membership forms in for a thing online I had to do for you. So I phoned and thought, I wonder if she's finished her workout. I went, hi, are you all right? You went, hi, yeah, I'm coming home in a minute. I went, okay. You went, I'm leaving now. I went, all right, put the phone down. You were home in like 3 seconds, which is weird. I thought, that's weird. Didn't go to the gym, did you? You dropped Robin off at school with your friend. And then 3 hours later, I find out, yeah, I'm going, oh, hell of a workout she's doing here. Didn't go to the gym. Do you want to tell everyone where you went? You want to tell everyone where you were instead of the gym for 3 hours this morning? From 8:30, may I add?
The pub.
The fucking pub.
Not drinking. I didn't have two coffees. Didn't have a drink.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
So easily swayed.
The pub?
That's... Oh, jealous much?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, no, that's what this whole thing is.
No one's stopping you. Go in the pub.
I've never had a baking sarnie in that pub. I've heard they're lovely. And I'm going to do that.
Go and get one then.
Sick of you. Honestly,
see.
God, but you know, you got all you and all the lasses went for a coffee.
It was bloody lovely.
Happy International Women's
Day. I think I had a great
day.
Time. Well done. Oh yeah, I thought that was what it was for.
Oh yeah, you're gonna rack that into it as well, are you? Yeah. God Almighty. God, everything's getting shoehorned into this these days. Christ alive. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Rosie, take it away.
Okay, Chris. Thank you for letting me have the floor. Eject.
Stop it.
Hi, guys. So I am in the RAF. And back in 2008, I was posted to North Lincolnshire, where I decided to buy my own home in the picturesque town of Gainsborough.
Yes.
You been?
Familiar with Gainsborough, yes.
Chris will know Gainsborough as he has gigged there a couple of times when he was up and coming. It says here, I actually spoke to him outside one of the gigs. I don't know whether he will remember me. I had a blue t-shirt on. Just kidding, it was green. Anyway, I digress. Back to the story.
For a laugh, I was going to say no matter how much information he gave. And then he just said, I've got a ruby stick. Oh, the green t-shirt guy in Gainsborough. Gainsborough green tea. I remember him.
Gainsborough greenie.
Yeah.
New to this lovely town and not knowing anybody, one day I got talking to my roughly same age neighbour. I asked him, where's best to go drinking around here? He named a couple of pubs where I was less likely to get stabbed, but followed it up with, I'm having a poker night at mine tonight. If you play, you can come round. I had made my first friend.
Wow, congrats.
I rocked up to the poker night and met everyone. There was about 8 of us. Everyone was sound. The beer was flowing and for some reason a couple of the lads kept sniffing their door keys. And then in brackets, he's put Gainsborough.
Oh, I've dropped my key again. Is this mine? Is that mine or yours? No, yeah, that's mine. That's definitely mine.
Mrs. Naive here. I only learned about that a few years ago.
Wow.
I didn't know that was a thing. Saw it on a
sniffing
film.
Sniffing their door keys. Mm. That's such a beautifully... I love how innocent that is.
Well, I think, obviously, you knew.
No, but I know the joke, though. Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah.
Well done.
Anyway, we were a couple of hours into the game and Carl...
2 seconds, just checking.
Is that definitely
back door,
your door?
That's back door.
All right, front door.
That's front door.
Got the, what about the side?
Side door.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Big one, the garage door.
Big one.
Yeah, it's a big one, that.
Great. So we were a couple of hours into the game and Carl... Same thing. I don't think that's his real name. Carl.
Okay.
The lad sat next to me, kept getting up to go at the toilet.
Okay.
Which, one, kept stopping the game, and two, meant me and another player had to keep getting up and moving our chairs to let him out.
Poker, by the way, can I just say, worst game ever.
I don't understand
what
it at all.
What a boring... Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I know it's a big thing internationally. You ever watched it on the telly?
Absolutely.
Bunch of twats sitting around.
When I used to get in from a gig... Oh, it was sometimes on. It's on late, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like poker does not get the prime time slot on any channel.
It used to be on like 1 o'clock in the morning. I used to put it on when I was... I used to turn a sweet corn when I got in from a gig.
No, I'm not surprised by that in any way. I'm not surprised by that in any way, shape, or form.
In me bed.
Yeah. Did you finish a sweet corn then drink the stuff?
Yeah. Good thing. So... sweet corn juice.
Horrible.
It's the new diet thing. Probably full of sugar.
Sweet corn juice. Probably, someone will email in. Sweet corn juice gives you...
It's like the time your mum told us that a jacket potato has probably got about 17 sugar cubes in. She read it in the Telegraph or something.
Brilliant.
Fuck's sake. So, after about his fourth get-up, the lads refused to let Carl go on his fifth request.
Right.
And insisted that if he did need a piss, that he can go in his empty beer can.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, do they think he might have been cheating or they're just annoyed by him?
Although he was just getting on the nerves because they had to move the chairs every time he got out and he was just and they had to stop the game every time he went for a wee.
Brilliant.
There's some lads who just have to piss constantly.
Yeah. Carl Hutchinson. Try touring with him.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Awful. With that, Carl stood up, grabbed his empty can and turned to face away from the table.
Awful.
Now, for comedy value, Carl decided to do the weeing like a 5-year-old routine, basically pulling his trousers down to his ankle to pee, a routine often seen on a stag do in a public toilet.
Yes.
What's that?
So, you wee like butters from South Park.
Okay.
So you go up to the urinal and you just drop your pants all the way down and you lift your shirt up like a child weeing in the street. And when they drop their pants all the way down, lift them up. Yeah, do it at the urinal in the pub. It's quite funny. I used to do it back in the day.
Do people actually do that?
Yeah, I've done it loads back in the day. Yeah.
So when you have a wee, do you just slip it through your jeans in the urinal?
Here we go. Yeah, you just stand, you open the button and you undo your zip.
So you don't just stick it through the zip?
I don't know who's putting it through the zip. That's dangerous.
Well,
you
could lift your trousers up and then put it through the zip.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know why you would do that.
Where's your penis start?
Where does it end is a question. A couple of inches after it starts. Listen. You undo the button, you zip down, or you undo all. You just undo the whole fly so it opens like that.
Right, okay.
And then pull the underpants down.
But how do your jeans, how do your pants stay on?
You just keep a hold of them.
Of course, yeah, because I've done that before.
They do stay on.
Thinking they're just going to fall.
No.
Right.
No. I mean, so the real question is, bollocks in or out?
Oh.
That's always, always been the longest question. Bollocks in or out?
What do you do?
Oh, yeah, get them out.
Do you?
Yeah, air them out. Get the
full balls?
Yeah, full balls out.
Why?
Buzz out.
Full show.
Let them all out.
Are the lads?
There's no show. There's no lads.
Well, there's lads next door. You having a look? Oh, yeah. Nice balls.
Yeah. Well, no one's ever said that.
Nice balls. No need for them to be out.
The day that they do, I'll be very happy. There's nice balls. I think, thanks, mate.
You haven't got nice balls.
Now, hey.
Sorry, I've seen a lot of balls in my time and none of them have been nice. Saggy little sacks of shit.
I've seen a lot of balls in my time.
Loads, mate. Awful. Each one of them just as horrible as the other. Horrible. Disgusting.
Yeah, awful. Looks like some kind of experiment gone wrong. It's like a
little turkey necks, little disgusting. Some are tight, some are saggy, some are... horrific.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
Should we crack on?
For Rosie's reviews on other bodily parts, email in shagrunandaudit@gmail.com. It's Rosie's reviews. Balls, right? Some tight turkey necks, some tight, some I've seen loads, never seen one I liked. Next. Rosie's reviews. but the thing that down, you pull your pants and your thing down your ankles and lift your top up. It's funny if you do it at the urinal in a nightclub when, you know, everyone normally gets a laugh in the toilet.
Well, there you go. Everyone was laughing at Carl.
Yes, very funny.
With his bare arse on show, only inches from my head whilst he was urinating into a beer can.
Yeah, we'll go.
With that, I grabbed my camera phone, which is what they were called back in the day.
Yes, yes.
And proceeded to do a selfie video with this stranger's arse in shot.
Great.
Everyone was pissing themselves, including Carl, and then I made the joking gesture of sucking my index finger as if I was going to finger his bum.
Yeah.
The laughter increased. I whipped my finger out my mouth and joshingly threw it over my left shoulder, finger erect, directly towards Carl's arse. Guys, I couldn't believe what happened. I was expecting to just hit thin air, or at the very least a cheek. Can you imagine my horror when I felt Carl's anus pop past my second knuckle?
He doesn't even know. He
doesn't know him at all. He just took his finger up his arse. He doesn't know.
It's impossible to judge. It is impossible to judge. Oop. Have you ever gone on your selfie? Sometimes you go on your selfie camera and if you've got a bit of hair sticking up at the back or something, you can't grab where it is because it's impossible to judge distance. So he's fucking
just
what?
Done it as a joke.
God almighty. Second
juggle. It says here.
Fucking talk, hey, talk about pork a night. Oh wait, that's not what we meant. That's not what we meant by poker.
It says, shocked, I immediately withdrew as fast as I entered.
You're not going to leave it in. Listen. Oh, sorry, mate. What do we do now?
With that, Carl's knees buckled. Not helped by his pants being around his ankles, he hit the ground hard. It's safe to say things had escalated pretty quickly. So he's absolutely shit his pants. His knees have buckled. The room went silent and everyone's eyes slowly shifted from Carl in a half-naked heap on the floor up to me, sat there, camera phone in one hand while index finger still extended on the other. Did you enjoy this?
The only thing that can make this better is if that fucking video is attached to the email.
It's not, annoyingly. Oh. I know. I think it's too old a phone.
Yeah,
2008.
Like, yeah.
And that silence felt like an hour. Wow. My first thought was, I'm going to get a kick in here.
Wow.
Then, when Carl recovers, I'm getting a second one. But this is Gainsborough's, guys. They fucking loved it. The place erupted. Everyone was getting selfie with me. Hashtag Carl got fingered started trending. All in all, it was a pretty successful first encounter. So much so that I became a regular at the neighbour's poker night.
Oh my God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, so I found this next one because, you know, we've been talking about sex swings last week.
Yeah.
In the emails, I typed in sex swings I just thought, right, well, maybe someone sent something in. This is actually from a while ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's from a couple of years ago.
Rosie, is it from the before times?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's from the before times.
This story just reiterates why we can't have swings in bus stops.
Okay.
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 Right. Hi, Chris and Rosie. So I have a funny story and then a question.
Okay.
So last weekend, me and my boyfriend went out into our local town and as usual had way too much to drink.
Got you.
We always end up doing silly things on our way home and this night was no different. Mm-hmm. Silly little sausages. We were walking past the small kids' park.
Yeah.
When my boyfriend and I decided that it would be a good idea to have sex on the swings.
Oh, in a children's
in the children's
park.
Play area.
Oh, for God's sake.
After many wines, this sounded brilliant, so I agreed, and we trotted through the gate and started getting into position. Now, talk about a passion killer. Obviously pitch black, I could really see the prep work going on behind me. He was sat on the swing.
Sorry,
and me
read
between
that
his
again,
leg.
The pitch black thing. That doesn't make any sense.
So now talk about passion killer, obviously pitch black. I could really see the prep work going on behind me. So I don't know, was he wanking?
Was he just getting up? Yeah.
Maybe.
But if it's pitch black, she can't see.
Well, you can see his bits. I don't know. Obviously.
So before she gets involved, this is just a man wanking on a swing.
Essentially, yes.
That's terrible. Oh, God.
Oh, this is nice. So he was sat on the swing, me between his legs, facing outwards. He then shouts, "Have you got any spit?"
Have you got any spit? Have you got any spit is what he shouted.
It was a really dry day.
Oh. Have you got and the sea romance is dead.
Have you got any spit?
Yes, yes, this bottle of spit I carry around with us. Oh, let us check me bag. Have you got any spit? What is wrong with everyone?
Like,
why are they doing this?
I don't know. So,
why is he not got any spit?
I can't believe she wasn't dripping wet at the thought of shagging on the kids' swings.
I mean,
sorry.
The minute you see a man wanking on a swing, like, wet floor sign.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't believe what I'm
slip
saying
and slide, ready to go, love. Jesus. Like, no spit involved.
I mean, I imagine she didn't even need to have sex because as soon as she saw her man sat in the dark wanking on a child's swing and then pissed in the middle of the night, I imagine she came instantly and just went home.
I'm done. This is all my fantasies come true at once. Oh. Tell you what, bend us over and smack me both at the bottom of that slide and then it'll just be absolutely unreal.
Awful.
So have you got any spit? And then it's here, and she said, "My God, I just started roaring laughing. For obvious reasons, we did want to be really quick, so I guess he just needed some help with the lubrication. But like I was just going to produce a handful of phlegm for his bits. I will never be able to walk past that park without hearing those words in my head.
Have you got any spit?
Have you got any spit? Anyway, my question to you is,
Have you got any spit? Well, I do.
We are all out of spit. Have you ever had any sex mishaps? Any places you regret? And where is the place that you've had sex that you'll never forget? Wow.
Have I?
Please read this and both my boyfriend and I will be crying. So you got tears. We haven't got any tears spit now, yeah?
Jesus. Dog.
Do you want to answer that? Sex mishaps?
We don't really have anywhere. We're
boring as shit. Nice, but boring. Yeah. Just, you know what it is, Chris? Safe.
Secure.
Safe, secure,
safe,
and lovely.
Secure.
And you know what? I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want to have sex on a kid's swing.
I absolutely don't want to have sex
right
on a kid's swing. No.
I like to be in my nice house.
Yeah, or a nice hotel.
A nice Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
You know,
by the side
of wherever it may be that we do it.
Yeah. No,
I'm
spit
happy
needed
with that.
When you got a glass of Pinot.
What?
No spit needed when you got a glass of Pinot.
No, oh, it lubes you right up.
Chilled. Chill your lube at.
But I think, see, I wonder how old they are, because that's quite a young thing though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you get 35-year-olds having sex in kids' swings?
Possibly maybe a bit older than that, maybe when you hit a midlife crisis and go, we'll never do anything exciting anymore.
Oh, so we've got it all to come.
Oh, no, I don't think.
Yeah, I think.
I think our job sort of holds off midlife crisis.
Do you think,
if
oh,
I'm honest
mate,
with you.
I wouldn't be so sure. I think that's what happens. I think when you're young, you experiment loads.
Yeah.
And there's loads of I don't know about you, but me personally, that was when I did all of that crazy mental shit, right?
Sorry, basically.
And then you kind of, this is lovely and this is all nice, safe and secure and just, you know, loving and all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. We're going to hit a point where we're like, right, we need to have sex in the park.
No.
Yeah,
I'll
think
I'll bow out now.
I think we're going to get there.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give with 10-15 years.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to start building a park in the garden because I'm not going to a public one.
Right.
Got 15 years to
Yes, you will. It'll be your idea.
Nah.
It will.
No fucking chance.
In the car?
No chance. Mine will be, no. No chance. You're not in my car.
In the beach? In the sea? In the ocean?
Oh, God. In England?
No. Abroad.
The North Sea?
Abroad.
No. No. No, I'm all right for all of that. Sorry.
Hotlines. Gives you cystitis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Salty water. Mm. Forget it.
Not good for you.
Forget it.
Well, anyway, thank you for sending that in.
Yeah.
And,
dirty pervert. Rotten hell.
Hope he's managed
hell.
To find some spit.
Poor, people had to push their kids on them swing the next day.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's bare arse.
Oh, God. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie, Chris, and boys. I've been a long time listener.
Sorry, can you stop saying boy? They don't listen. They don't.
I know, but they're just including my family.
Right, okay.
We'll talk about them in a
minute. Yeah, but it's weird because people say Rosie, Chris, and boys, and then they say my story about fucking hiding fingers up strangers' arses and poker nights. And I go, do you know what? I don't even want to pretend that my kids are even getting that information divulged to them. Thank you very much.
You know that Robin thinks that he's won the award for our podcast,
oh,
don't you?
He was so excited. Yeah. When I phoned him and told him, I was in the car on the way to the gig, and I phoned him, he said, oh, Mama said you won.
Mm.
I said, yeah, well, that's Sandra, Mama. He said, oh, yeah, you won. And he said, what did you win? And I said, a trophy. And he went, oh, send us a picture. So I FaceTimed him the trophy and he was buzzing. He loves the idea of trophies.
Well,
then
he's got a comp because I went to school to drop him off this morning and his teacher went, well done. And I went, oh, thank you so much. And she went, yeah, Robin was very excited. He said, you won a medal. And I was like, well, it's a trophy.
Yeah.
And she said, they've won a medal for being funny. I was like, he's got, what must he think? What must he think we do?
I don't
like,
think he quite knows what
he
goes
doesn't
on.
Have a clue. Like, what must he say to his, what does his friends, mum and dad, do? Like,
what
Jesus
a strange
Christ.
Little life I realised he had the other day. He phoned, he FaceTimed us.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you at work? And I went, yeah. And I'm always just in a dressing room. He's like, where are you? I'm at work. And he goes, what, are you starting work yet?
Mm.
I think he means, and I'm like, oh, Uncle Carl's on stage now, then yeah. I'll go on stage after. He must just, but then again, he doesn't know any difference. So it's like, oh, well, yeah.
I know.
Same as, oh, you know, working in the bank or whatever. Oh, I'm going to start my shift now. Or, you know, I don't know. Taxi driver, it's just...
You'll not know any different, I suppose, but
exactly.
It is a bit odd, isn't it?
I find it odd.
Yeah, but never mind. Right. I've been a long-time listener from the beginning, and I thought this story may give you a chuckle or repulse you. Either is a valid response.
Either's brilliant.
Could be a Rosie's Mysteries.
Wonderful.
So, you can guess. About 20 years ago, when I started to date my now wife, we were at my parents' house fooling around. To set the scene, I was fully nude, and my wife, then girlfriend, just had her top half covered in a white T-shirt.
Okay. Spoil sport.
What?
Why is he fully nude and she's still got a T-shirt on? Kind of. Who? Why is she holding back? What's going on here?
I don't know.
Well, the parents fooling around as well. It was weird. We said I'm at my parents' house.
We were at my parents' house
fooling around.
Yeah, but he's just at his
mom,
parents'
dad,
house.
Are you free tonight? Fool around? Me and the girlfriend?
Quick
cool.
Around.
We'll be there at 7.
Always fooling around again while fooling around.
Loves a fool
I
around.
Did some kind of acrobatic roll with my legs ending up either side of her waist. We both looked down at her T-shirt and I was mortified.
Sorry, an acrobatic roll?
Yeah.
They really are fooling around.
Really, I think he's just been on the wrong side and he's just sort of like...
Oh, went to roll across the top of her or something, right? Okay.
And now he's like... They're like sitting
now
waist
like
by waist.
That.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But they look down at that T-shirt.
Right. As he's rolled up.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No.
I hadn't been thorough enough after a recent trip
fucking
to the loo.
Horrible.
And I'd put a massive skid mark down.
Oh, my God. Is she married this man? Oh, mate.
Isn't that the most awfulest thing?
Fucking disgusting.
Literally
how
just
is he doing? What is it? A fucking toddler?
So he's just like skidded down on top. And it's got a skid.
In what world is he rubbing his arse down a top like a dog with worms on
well,
a carpet?
Well, you don't know what position they might have been doing or you don't know.
Right, they're fooling around in a different position then. Well, her fucking face was right next to the shit before that.
Ew.
Some kind of acrobatic roll and he's rolled his fucking... Oh.
Shitty arse.
Shitty arse. This is why I go in the shower and scream.
Well, he did say, I fully understand Chris's need to shower after each visit.
Oh yeah, but I didn't find it out like that, you dirty, horrible prick. I just used my common sense and thought maybe this isn't clean enough. I didn't go, do you know what? Today wasn't a great day. I rubbed a skid mark down the pristine white T-shirt of a girl I fancy. Maybe I'll start washing my arse more. Fucking hell, dude. Fucking go faster, Stripes.
Oh, God. Well, they've been married for 13 years, so there you go. Still got that T-shirt.
We framed the T-shirt. Bloody talk about marking your territory. Need your heart to marry him? There's no choice. Put his scent on her.
Christ. Like I say every week, thank you so, so much for coming back and listening to us prattle on about utter bollocks. We really appreciate it. And you'll be listening to Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, as always, I'd like to echo what Rosie says. Thank you very, very much. And please don't forget to vote for us in the... Oh, no, we fucking won it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Thank you again.
When you said that there, I was like, what the hell?
No, thank you again for voting.
Thank you. We genuinely, genuinely, we were buzzing, and thank you so much.
Over the moon. Came back, me and Robin put it on the little shelf together. Yes. Buzzing. Thank you so much. We'll be back in the years next week. We fucking love you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.